I know there's a pumping engine house. There's a winding engine house. A winding engine house has a big wheel that has a rope attached to it, which has elevators called skips. And those skips you could put either all or many into and put them either down underground or up above on the surface.
I got in the cage and the lander, the person on the surface, put the gate on, put the pin in the gate, and the cage held 8 people, and there was 2 decks, there was 16 people. And you're in the cage, and all of a sudden you hear the bell go, and it was ringing signals when they lower you down underground. And the person lowering you down underground, the winder driver, now he sat in the building on his own. No one was allowed to speak to him, and all he listened to all day were bells ringing. And they were mad as hatters, mostly the winder driver, absolutely out of it. And knowing it's my first day, he put the cage into free fall. So you just flying down the shaft, your stomach is up in your throat, and then your ears block, and it's a change in the pressure. And all these miners are laughing. They knew what to expect. It was my first day. And even though the rope was 1¼-inch thick steel wire rope lowering you down in the cage, as they slow down, the cage bounces just like a bungee, and your stomach is up and down. And you was watching all these different levels go past, and it was quite frightening. And I thought, what the bloody hell have I let myself in for now?
I suppose the first time would have been a bit frightening, but you soon got used to the fact that you were speeding down through. You could hear the levels as they were coming. As you were coming to a level, you'd hear a change in noise as the cage crashed down through. The most worrying thing would be when, for no apparent reason, the man riding cage stopped between levels. And I've had that happen a couple of times, because you've there's no way of communicating with the surface. You don't know what's happened. And you're just hung up in the shaft. And if it comes, occasionally, on one occasion, came to quite an abrupt stop, and you actually bounce up and down. Mm. It's almost as though you're on an elastic band. Mm. And that you then start to wonder, what on earth's going on? Yeah. Until the cage is slowly lowered to the next level, and then you can communicate.
The only advice my father actually gave me when I went mining was, Mark, whatever you do, don't squeal. And I always wondered what that meant until coming up in the cage. It was bad enough going down in the cage, but coming up, you'd have probably 30 or 40 people on each level wanting to get in the cage. And the cage men would come down in the cage to go and get the gate off. And he'll say, 10 feet back, and all the miners used to stand right up tight to the gate. And he'll say, 10 feet back, 10 feet back. And they move back about 2 feet, and a little tiny bit more, just enough so the gate could open. And at that time, I think all the Cornwall's rugby players worked at the mine. And there would just be a huge push for the cage. And there's fighting and punching and kicking. And instead of getting 8 people in the cage, like you did going down, you had 10 people going up. And they were really squashed in tight. And you thought, these people are bloody mad. So on my first day, I just stood back and let them all fight and kick to get in the cage. And then when that cage went up, it come down empty and pick up a few more. And then there were only like 3 or 4 of us left. I thought, that's nice and orderly now. So we got in the cage in the bottom deck and got lowered down to the next level now. So everyone else wanted to get in the cage. You're just crammed in like darn sardines. Everyone's pushing and kicking and punching to get in. And because you're already in the cage, there's this big charge, and it just hits you with this big wall of men. And you might have your flask sticking in your hip and in your side. And anyway, you're squashed in, the gate gets put on, and then the cage is lowered a bit, and then the top deck gets in, and they're all pushing and shoving. And then you start going up in the cage, and everyone turns their lights out, and then they start pinching. And they pinch, and horse bites, and they grab you in all sorts of places, anywhere where it's going to hurt. And I thought, this is what he must have felt like. It bloody hurt all right, but I didn't squeal.